This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes.
Fish are jumping, don't you know, my darling? I said it right now, and the cotton is high. Like a young lad, if it's a rich, son of a bitch, girl.
There's several different versions of this song. Good summertime song. I'm trying to remember who this is.
I love a horn section.
This is Billy Stewart.
Billy Stewart, that's who it was. Yeah, I did a lot of songs that sounded like this. Thank you. There's James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Jay Kirshner joins us from Cleveland, Ohio. The Duggars on the farm in Framingham, working through the rain, pouring for hours this morning. It has poured. And like a dummy last night, I thought it was going to be okay and not rain until later today. So I left the windows on my truck open. I opened the front door and I'm like, oh, my God, the windows, the truck's got to be soaked. So I put the windows out. I was outside maybe 3-4 seconds, 5 seconds at the most, and I am soaked to the skin. Oy. Man, but it feels good kind of in the warm weather.
Well, yeah, when it's warm. And then I'm sure when you're sitting, the more you sit in it, though, it's going to get cold.
Well, I have a towel bathrobe, so that will soak it all up.
Of course you do.
I have all kinds. That's my specialty, are bathrobes. I have plenty of bathrobes. So I've taken care of that. When life throws you a curveball, something unexpected happens, do you have your... The strength to deal with stuff. This is a simple little thing. So maybe it shorts out the electric motors in your windows. Yeah, that kind of stuff. But there are so many more things that can happen. And if you deal with them with purpose and direction, effectively, you know where you're going. You sort of, it isn't like you can plan for something like this, but you instinctively know how to handle it. Now, this is a simple example, but how many times, how often do the forces outside of your control create or present you with something to deal with, right? Mm-hmm. You have unforeseen, like the flu virus. How did we deal with that? Not some well, some not so well, right? But anything, you know, you win the Powerball jackpot. What did you say it was up to the drawings last night? No,
124 million, I think.
Yeah. So there were no winners.
I cannot find anything. I've been searching, and the only thing I can see is what the numbers were.
Yep.
Normally, it's like, oh, there's nobody that won yet. And is it just that it's, quote-unquote, too low that nobody's following it enough?
I do. I bought tickets for it.
It's
perfect time to win.
$100 million.
Yeah.
Let's be real. Who's sneezing at that?
Yes. Thank you. God bless you. All right. Speaking of curveballs, here's the story of Amelia and Andrew Palmer, who knew that there was a chance they could have more siblings in their life. But wow, 65. Their father was a sperm donor.
So that makes sense why they would know that there's a likelihood that they have siblings out there.
Right. They used separate DNA testing websites to learn about their extended family. Amelia began using Ancestry.com to dig into her family history. And then her brother Andrew used 23andMe to get to the bottom line. They connected with another group of donor siblings after their stepmother shared a little more information about what really happened here. The father was a sperm donor. This is, you know, there's a lot of scurrilous stuff. There have been a lot of TV shows, episodic adventures on Law and Order, Special Victims, for example, where doctors, right, use their own sperm.
What was it? Almost Family. with Brittany Snow and Haley Joel? No, not that one. What's the sister's? Emily Osment. The doctor was using his, and all of a sudden she's like, am I related to, how many people am I related to, and finding all these siblings.
Yeah. Right. There you go. So apparently the reason there's a story floating around about this is because they met for the first time. Most of these 65 got together in New Jersey. Andrew and Amelia were the ones who moved this project forward. Imagine what you can find out. I mean, sometimes blood makes a difference, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you're closer to people that aren't your blood relatives. That happens all the time. But just to know who's connected to you in some way, shape, or fashion, that's got to be... That effort was worthwhile, I would think, for the two of them. Anyway.
Absolutely. Well, and again, knowing that your father was a sperm donor, and it probably was not... surprised to know you had other siblings out there, but just how many? And I feel like I've shared this story with you before, Doug. I'm unsure, but I had a former colleague who her dad had died when they were younger, but was a traveling musician, and so they only saw him every so often, but he was an active part of the family. Well, like 10 years ago or whatever, they did the 23andMe, and they found out that he had different families, like in just a few towns over, and then another few towns over, and then another few towns over, and they got all these siblings got together, and they all knew the dad, and they all thought that they were the only family of this father.
Yep.
Because he was a traveling musician, so nobody questioned why
he was
always around.
the story of the traveling salesman, right? Under the circumstances. Ooh-wee. Okay. This may be, you can take my word for it or not, this may be the biggest sleeper event of the Biden presidency. And when you get right down to the way the government, you know how they have names for all these acts and names for all the programs. So if you understand the Inflation Reduction Act, you know what a joke it is. The law was passed last year by Congress. Biden signed it. It was the last piece of the Build Back Better plan, the BBB, remember? After... the whole business of COVID, the BBB provisions. I'm just looking through a number of them. Most of them are green.
Why does everything
have to
have a name?
Government
just do it. Don't do these cutesy names. Just do it.
Yep. Okay. So if you remember the provisions, green energy incentives, get those cars on the road. Beefier tax enforcement. Yep. Going to hire 86,000 more IRS people to go get you if you're a tax cheat. There was supposed to be a business tax increase. There was supposed to be health care subsidies. There was supposed to be cheaper drugs for Medicare enrollees. Do you know that not one of those things has happened? Not one. None of those things have come to fruition. And you think about all the hoopla. See, this is what I mean kind of when we talk about things and we forget about them because the next thing that distracts us comes along. So we don't pay any attention. Okay, the Inflation Reduction Act. Let's hear it for the Dems. They're going to get us through this tough year.
But also here's what's the real sad thing is that I feel like the majority of people, myself included, would be more surprised if it actually did happen or there actually was follow through. It's like there's less surprise. You're not surprised that it didn't happen.
Well, when you take the bill apart, for example, the green energy provisions we're going to spend $385 billion of government money to encourage people to get into better cars or a better home stuff. I'm in this development. We have these new requirements called the SNAP requirements that require more insulation, thicker walls, that sort of thing, so that the energy you have in the house to heat it or cool it doesn't go out the window, literally and figuratively. That's okay, except it's cost us an extra $400-$500 a house, and one wonders whether it's worth it in the long run. Maybe. It's unproven. But these things, they get a life of their own. Right? And so now, by the way, the provisions of the bill that was supposed to be $385 billion, they now are up. The government is spending about $1 trillion over the next 10 years, according to analysts from Goldman Sachs, on these programs. So, you know, again, I'm doing this sort of, I'm not patting myself on the back as a public service, but so many times we hear about these bills and what they're supposed to do and what they're supposed to cost, and then quietly trillions more get added, taken out of the federal purse, now, or actually taken out of your purse, right? And, you know, a lot of other things that get rigged. The budget math is rigged, and you don't really know what, you don't really know. It gets so complicated, you don't know what's going on. So the main purpose of that part of the law was to speed green energy adoption and getting away from fossil fuels faster. But we haven't. We aren't. We could be. And we ought to be. I don't think we should. Fossil fuels are a big problem.
Mm-hmm. They're definitely
in many different ways. Mostly, I'm not as concerned about so-called global warming as I am what you're breathing. What's in the air that we are all breathing? The problems with COPD these days, it doesn't just come from smoking. It comes from breathing in the air. And it isn't, you know, it's not just all energy stuff. Look at the problems we've had this summer with that big fire in Canada. You, where you are, Jay, especially with your compromised system,
yeah,
you're breathing that
awful
stuff. Yeah, right. So it's there's a lot of stuff here that we ought to continue to chew on. And I don't think we do because we get so worked up about whether Trump's a crook or he isn't a trick. You know, and then you think about, okay, how do people relate to that? Is there anything about Trump that's fun? What is Biden? Either the two I'm talking about. What's fun about that? I want to have some fun. You and I have these fun conversations, funny comments. You make fun of me. That's the way it works. It's okay. I can get serious sometimes, like I do, and I need Jay to give me a kick on the tush. It's 18 after now on Good Day.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
My ride smells just right.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Three after now on the Good Day program with Jay and Doug and Beyonce. There seems to be a problem with her world tour because of the weather. Big lightning storm delayed the tour, and so her team made sure the fans were able to get home safely. They were told to find shelter at the FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland. The concert was supposed to start, but it rained for an hour or more. So the team paid $100,000 to keep local trains running later.
Yeah.
In order for the show to go on.
Stopped.
Yeah.
Well, the show could go on, and it was the fact that once the show was over, all of those concert goers, anyone who was going to be traveling back home by train, would mm-hmm. not have a way to get home.
Right.
And so she paid to get them to keep running later and paid handsomely so that her fans could get home safely.
Good.
That's just so cool.
Yep. It's the way it ought to be. Good for her and good for them. All right, up next, the original lyrics of a Queen song may be worth a lot more than you might have thought they were worth. We'll have that after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo Figaro.
Anybody ever understood what this song was about? I never have. This is the number one hit for Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, Freddie Mercury there. Getting started. So apparently there's a small sheet of paper That was I don't know where he got this piece of paper from, but when he decided he wanted to write the lyrics down for this song, he put it on a lot of things going, napkins in restaurants and that sort of thing.
Oh, who is it? Bruce Springsteen at one point ran out of paper and started writing on the table.
Yeah, right. Before you forget what it is that's in your mind, that's the way you do it. Anyway, so Sotheby's is promoting a huge Freddie Mercury exhibit in London, and they put some things up for auction, including the lyrics, the original lyrics of Bohemian Rhapsody, and the people at the auction house say that piece of paper may well fetch $1 million or more at auction for a piece of paper with some ideas. The centerpiece of the sale also is the grand piano that Freddie used to use to compose some of the big hits.
Oh, yeah. His that baby grand. He loved that. Yeah.
Yep.
That's going to go for a lot of money.
Yep. Yep. So apparently there are also draft lyrics handwritten by him from Don't Stop Me Now or Somebody to Love. We Are the Champions. All that stuff is up at auction. 15 different galleries at Sotheby's have all of this stuff in them, and there's a big sale. So if you got a couple of $1 million, go over and buy some of that stuff from Freddie. All right, Freddie's not going to benefit much from it now, but somebody obviously is. 28 after here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Families of service members killed during the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan are demanding answers from the Biden administration. Yesterday, the Gold Star families gathered in Escondido, that's a suburb in North San Diego County. Mom Kelly Barnett lost her son to a suicide bomber at the Kabul airport.
Biden, the Biden administration, incompetent, cowards, evil.
Darren Hoover lost his son and accuses the Biden administration of taking a sick victory lap after the Afghan pullout.
To say that they're satisfied with the withdrawal of our troops is nothing short of disgusting and ignorant.
Republican Congressman Daryl Issa from California says this is only the beginning to hold the Biden administration accountable.
There are many, many questions unasked or unspoken today that have been asked that we will get to the bottom of.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir.
All these devices and so many ways to connect. Hi, guys. It's Jen. Our favorite is when you call us at 855-999-DOUG.
I just love that.
And leave us a nice little message. Call today, 855-999-DOUG.
The hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and young Miles Stephen Fisher.
Hello.
Is here.
Yay. Hi, Miles.
Yeah, hamburger.
Hello.
All right, so Miles, do you know what this is? This is Too Bad It's Not TV.
That is a lottery ticket.
Okay. So what does it say on the lottery ticket? Says Mega Millions, right?
Yeah, it says Mega Millions.
Okay. Do you know how much $1 billion is?
A whole lot of money.
That's very true. So the Mega Millions prize now, 31 different drawings have passed. It's now up to $1.55 billion. So what do you think you'd do with that money if you won? I have a ticket for maybe we can win and we can split the money, right? What do you think? What would you do with money, with all this money? You have to talk into the microphone.
Who knows? I mean,
Yeah, what would be the first?
I'd probably buy a whole lot of Pokemon cards.
Of Pokemon.
And Pokemon stuff.
Okay. Well, there you go. And the bottom line, what do you do with $1 billion? You buy Pokemon cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's it. So, all right, so that's it. We're not going to help out your mother, your father.
I'd help out everybody in the world
right.
as well.
Okay, that's good. Now, speaking of helping people, did you know that Americans were responsible for throwing out more things than any other people, any other group in the world? And the reason I bring it up is because it reminds me of an experience that you and I had. Let's see if you can remember. Remember, this was probably 3 years ago. You and I were on the bikes in that park by the 405, and we came upon some caps that people had thrown on the ground. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
You do. And so you got down on your hands and knees. I took a picture of this, matter of fact, Jay. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
You picked up all of the caps. And you were throwing them in the correct disposable, whatever, I think it was a big barrel, bins there. And you said something. I wonder if you remember what you said. We were talking about litter. And you said something that I have remembered since that time. Do you remember?
I can't really remember.
Okay, I didn't expect you would. You said, my family doesn't litter. And I thought there was a great lesson for parents to teach their children about littering. Not to go, you know, crazy, go overboard, but there's a value there. And we have a beautiful country, don't you think? Look at all the things you've seen in your trip here. You've been here for a couple of weeks. You want to tell Jay and the listeners where you have been over the past couple of weeks since you came to the East?
First, I was in Boston for 2 days. Then I was in New York for 5 days.
Yeah.
And then I was back to Boston for a day. And then I went up to Maine, Portland, for 5 days. And then I went up to Deer Isle for 2 days. And then I've come back down here for 5 days. And then I'm going back to L.A.
Why? What's going to happen when you get back to L.A.?
I've got like 1 day and then school starts.
Uh-huh. Are you excited to start school?
A little, yeah.
Why? What's going to happen in school this year?
I do not know. Oh, hi, Daisy.
Friends? Daisy's come to be the audience.
I'll probably make new friends, play with my old friends.
Yep. And so what are some of the other things that you do just to get a perspective on an 8.5-year-old's the beginning of the third grade, right? Third grade, yeah.
I'm going into third grade.
Third grade, yeah, right. Yeah. So how many people from your second grade class will be with you in the third grade, do you know?
No.
No.
We won't know until later on this week who our teachers are.
No. So is it bad that you don't know any different being back in school in August, right? Most of the time when we were, when your mommy and when your daddy and then go back to Gramps, I went to school after Labor Day in September. So a lot of people think this is early. Does it make any difference? Do you care when you're in school?
Well, the school year is technically like this. Every year, the starting date moves forward, but the ending date moves forward as well.
So you got...
Basically, it's always the same amount of school.
Ah, same number of days.
Yep.
I got it. Okay, so do you have any final words of wisdom for Jay and or for the audience? What sort of things do you think... What's the most important thing you can do today? What are you going to do today that'll be good?
Have a lot of fun.
We had some donuts, Jay, that we were selling at the farmer's market on the farm over the weekend, and there was a package left over.
Uh-huh.
So I brought them home, and I encouraged, when nobody was listening, Miles to have a donut. And as a matter of fact, I promised him that he could have some ice cream with the donut. I don't know that I'm going to be able to deliver on that because his mother's downstairs watching the refrigerator.
Be the distraction.
Yes.
So you can get that donut and ice cream.
Right, exactly. Right,
I like donuts and ice cream.
Miles, you want to do a commercial before you go? Can you read that?
All right.
All right, here we go. See if you can read that and see what you can do with it.
Las Vegas giveaway.
Okay. Go ahead.
Be the first one, the first 10 callers right
uh-huh.
now and win two free nights in Las Vegas by calling 800-419-DOUG.
What does that spell?
Doug.
Who's that?
You.
Oh, okay.
That's.
Yeah.
800-419-3684. Call now.
All right.
Easiest contest ever.
Yep.
Be the first
one. One of the first 10 callers, right? Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Okay.
To call 800-419-Doug.
Yeah, you think they get the point?
And you've got two nights in fabulous Las Vegas.
Aha!
Yeah.
Would you
yeah.
like to go? What do you know? You've never been to Las Vegas, have you? I don't think you've ever been to Las Vegas.
No.
Your parents are not a big fan of Las Vegas anyway.
800-419-3684.
All right. Round of applause for Miles.
Give him a raise.
Hey. All right, kiddo.
And two donuts. Make that two donuts.
Yeah, two donuts. Go downstairs and
get some. How about 20?
Yeah, cute. All right, there's Miles. My grandson with a little, there's a little commercial read there for, he can become a radio person. When I've decided to give up the ghost mods, you can take over. How's that? All right, 42 past the hour. Let's listen to a couple of messages beside getting you to Las Vegas, and then we focus once again on what's going on. Woo-wee!
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Keenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
We have that flatweed shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Someone run a stock check on all the Moroccan 8x10s.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do. You know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitran. All right, 44 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So I wasn't going to tell the story why Miles was here. A mother in a town not far from me here in Framingham hired somebody that was a Barbie impersonator. So she went, you know where this is going. She went online to find a Barbie doll for her daughter's fifth birthday party. So she hired, and this is all over social media now, lady's name is Julia Duggan. She's a pharmacist. She made an innocent mistake. She had this birthday party and hired a Barbie, and it turned out the Barbie was a stripper. Excuse me. So the Barbie impersonator arrives in a bikini top and a grass skirt. Now, remember, these are 5-year-old girls. They're having a birthday party. And this, the lady, the Barbie, comes in and kind of figures out that there was a mistake, but she plays it a little bit out. She doesn't do the whole act, and then she found the five-year-old, excuse me, held her hand and walked around and met all of the other girls, and they talked about Barbie dolls and stuff, and then the adults who were there knew what was going on. And so, you know, it became an interesting exchange and an interesting experience, right? Great story. Excuse me.
Pay attention when you buy things online.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
In purchases.
Yeah, right. But just imagine, stripper shows up. Bunga bunga. Thought that was cute. All right. It appears that it's been pouring here, as I said, all morning. And the allergies have, you said that I sounded normal until I went outside.
You ran out into the rain.
Right. I had to go outside and close the windows in my car.
That robe's not soaking it all up, is it?
Well, it's soaked
up
much of it. I'm a little wet and a little cold, yes. All right. We were talking with Miles about things that children are becoming more and more aware of, how much trash we're creating. I thought I'd follow up on that for a second, because as much as we, if you believe a lot of the news media, that we're going to hell in a handbasket, one of the things that's happening is that there are new materials that are being made that decompose. Also, there are people who are starting businesses to fix things that we heretofore have thrown away. We became the throwaway society, right? We've thrown out pretty much everything you can think of. Things that are made out of wood, things that are made out of metal, things that are made out of plastic. And so now there is a new appetite for fixing things. And I was looking at the first example of this that I came across. This lady has she's a haberdasher. You know what a haberdasher is?
I do not.
James, you know what a haberdasher is?
No clue.
Harry Truman was a haberdasher. They're basically tailors. They fix clothing or make new clothing. So this one woman has started a company that patches jeans. And she started with one, and now she's got out in the Midwest somewhere, she got four or five stores, and what she does is, online, she's advertising, if you have torn jeans, now some people buy jeans that are already torn, I never figured that one out, but if you've got torn jeans, you bring them to her, and she fixes them rather than throw them away and buy a new pair. For what does a pair of jeans cost? $35? $40? What does a new pair of jeans cost, Jay?
It depends what kind of jeans they are.
Last time you bought jeans, what'd you pay?
I don't want to say because they're nice jeans.
Okay, expensive jeans. So, let's say you ripped a hole in them for whatever the reason.
Uh-huh.
Would you throw them away or bring them to this lady and have her fix them for $12?
Yeah, I've never thrown a pair of jeans away just because there was a hole in them. Normally, if they're somewhere on the leg, I keep the hole, let it be. It's part of the style now.
Yeah,
but if it's like in the undercarriage area, yeah, you go get that fixed.
Yes.
Go
the
get
undercarriage
that
area. There's a... I like that. I have to remember that expression. The undercarriage area. Jay and Doug here at 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pretty familiar theme here on Good Day. It's Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here with Jay and Doug, the director of The Exorcist, which I think won an Oscar, right, Chucker?
It was nominated. It won multiple Oscars, but it was nominated for, I don't know how many Oscars exactly, but it was nominated for Best Picture in 1973. I believe The Sting ultimately won. William Friedkin, the director, passed away yesterday at the age of 87, primarily known for two iconic movies, The French Connection back in 1971, which he won the Oscar for Best Director. Gene Hackman wound up winning the Oscar for Best Actor, Popeye Doyle. That was a groundbreaking movie. And then he did The Exorcist 2 years later, which I think I would put it in the top 25 greatest movies ever made.
Yes,
it transcends the horror genre because first it works as a great drama. And then, obviously, it has horror elements, which get...
Wait a minute, I thought you were talking about The French Connection. Yeah, The French Connection was a great movie. The Exorcist is trash. Come on.
No. Have you ever seen it in its entirety?
I haven't seen one. Well, that's not true. I've seen the scene where the head turns around and around and around.
It's so much more than that, though. I mean, you're pigeonholing it to the horror point. Mm-hmm. But it basically is a drama that has very scary things happen in it. That's why the movie
Jay probably has seen it a dozen times because she likes that stuff. Right?
Yeah. When the first time you see that one, that is one of the traumatizing ones, though.
It is.
If you go, I've said this before on the show, if you go on YouTube and you go to Exorcist showings, and there's clips of people watching The Exorcist in New York City, standing on lines a city block long, walking out of the theater, and their reaction, some people fainted, so on and so forth. And it was like they never seen anything like it back in the time period, and it really did have an effect on the culture at the time. I mean, it was a different world, obviously, in the 70s, but he was a really good director that, again, two iconic movies under his belt, The French Connection and The Exorcist.
So one thing I didn't know is that he was married to Sherry Lansing. Sherry Lansing was the head of Paramount for a number of years. She was an actress in the 60s, and she worked her way up the scale and became the head of a studio. I think she's the first woman who ever was.
That means a very powerful person.
Very much so.
Obviously.
Very much so. Yep. Yeah. So the passing of William Friedkin at 87.
Yeah. I got two things.
Okay.
You remember that? You remember Sharknado, right?
Yes, of course. Who could forget?
Okay. This week is the 10th anniversary of the first airing of Sharknado on the Sci-Fi Channel, which became very popular, and each installment became more and more popular. On August 15th and the 16th, the original Sharknado will be re-released into some theaters with added special effects. Doug, how excited are you?
Like a Meg, right? It'd be another one of those eat up everything and everybody scare the hell out of everybody.
What's interesting about Sharknado, they shot it for $1 million. And
it was supposed to be a spoof, wasn't it? It was a spoof.
Yeah, I mean, it is a spoof. But Ian Ziering, who is on Beverly Hills 90210, was the lead. I actually thought he was really good. They're just fun movies. People, all, you know, each year that they add a new one, the ratings would go higher and higher, and it'd be a big thing on social media. They stopped doing them, though. But anyway, if anybody's interested in seeing Sharknado in a movie theater, August 15th and 16th.
Right.
One other bit of news, the new superhero movie, Blue Beetle, which is part of the DC universe, which is having a whole bunch of trouble in the last
Ant-Man and the Wasp is another one of those things.
But here's the thing. Last month they did tracking polls. It was tracking around a $17 million opening weekend, which would really be disastrous. But now they do new polls, and it's tracking over $30 million, which would be very respectable if it hit that number.
All right, what about Wicked? The movie apparently was just about to finish before the strike, and now it's on the shelf for a while. What do you do with stuff like this? I don't know much about John Chu.
Well, the problem is going to be for the theaters. How much product, if this goes on and on, are they going to have in 2024? That's a huge issue. I mean, if you look at the box office, like Oppenheimer just extended its IMAX run. It's unprecedented popularity on IMAX. July, and it's almost hard for me to believe this, but it's true. July was the second most popular month ever for ticket sales at the movies. So
what
the industry is coming back.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, the Wicked thing, I don't understand, because with the strike, all the actors who are already currently contracted to do work and in the middle of work were permitted to finish the work before they joined the strike.
Yeah.
So Wicked being days away from finishing makes no sense that they stopped.
All right, Chucker. Jay, thank you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.